Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. A word about what the alphabetical order of things, since I'm halfway through, and I started in September of 2007. I think in the 26 plus years I've been here, I've done four of these. And the second half, I don't take it strictly alphabetical within the aegis of that particular letter. For example, I'm in M, because in going through the various schools of which comes first, MC, MAC, or MA, I decided long ago that I will just wander through the letter. So whoever it is that I'm talking about, if their last name starts with M, we're there. And I may repeat some too, by the way. Shelley Mann, M-A-N-N-E, drummer, with Bill Evans, piano. Monty Budwig, bass, 1962 for Verve. Richard Rogers wrote this in 1929 in a musical called Spring Is Here. It's called With a Song in My Heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shelley Mann on drums, Bill Evans piano, Monty Budwig on the bass, 1962 for Verve Records, with A Song in My Heart, written by Richard Rodgers. Red McKenzie now, vocalist. Before that, he was a jockey, not like I am, but on a horse going around and around, and he decided he didn't want to do that. He liked to sing, and so he started singing, and then he invented what he called his blue blowing. He would wrap some wax paper on his comb and get the sound much the same as the old-fashioned kazoo. And he would sing straight, and he was wonderful at it. From 1927, Red McKenzie on comb and vocal, Joe Venuti, violin, Eddie Lang, guitar.
Single-faded man plays the blues like no one can. When he sits down at that piano, when he starts in the play, you'll start right in the sway. You'll be listening, and you're gonna start your whistling. He's got a way that's all his own, probably the best musician ever known. You never heard the syncopation. At a rooster he don't shine. Besides this ever-loving man of mine, big music masters, they hate him. They just can't appreciate him. That's why I call him my syncopated man. Thank you.
There's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea. And from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'll change my long tall one for a little short pad. I'll even change the number on my flat. Nobody loves you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Mackenzie, his comb and his singing, and his music box. 1927 for OK Records. My Syncopated Melody Man, written by Ida Cox. And There'll Be Some Changes Made, written by W. Benton Overstreet, lyric by Billy Higgins. Joining Mackenzie, Joe Venuti, pizzicato and arco on his violin, and Eddie Lang on guitar. Red Mackenzie in his music box. Moving along with the letter M. Michael Moore now, bass player, and Gene Bertoncini on guitar. Michael Moore on the bass, and Gene Bertoncini on the guitar, 1989 for Chiaroscuro Records. It Had to Be You by Isom Jones, and then two by the Hollywood composer David Raksin, R-A-K-S-I-N. The Bad and the Beautiful from the film by the same, or for the film by the same name, and Laura for the film by the same name. Michael Moore and Gene Bertoncini for Chiaroscuro Records, 1989. Now let's go in the time machine down to New Orleans, October 1936, recorded by Bluebird. Here for you, from me, is Little Brother Montgomery.
I'm gonna go out. Indian. And she'd be absolutely hospital bound if she ever even asked me where I had been. Now I'm sorry that I mistreated her, just as sorry as a man can be.
Montgomery singing and playing the piano for you, his compositions, Leaving Town Blues and Never Go Wrong Blues for Bluebird Records, New Orleans, October 1936. And now, for your enjoyment, to compare with the piano playing of Little Brother Montgomery, here is another pianist.
Thank you.
Thelonious Monk, 1955 for Riverside Records. Oscar Pettiford bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. Two by Ellington, Mood Indigo, and I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Thelonious Monk, Oscar Pettiford, Kenny Clark. Let's go to the Aquarius Theater in Los Angeles, 1986, for a live performance by Bobby McFerrin. If you hear a voice, it's McFerrin, in whatever way. If you hear a soprano saxophone, it's Wayne Shorter. And if you hear an audience participating, it's an audience.
I know you're nervous. Don't be afraid now. You can sing as loud as you want. It's okay, all right? It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Tired of the
winning. Why not about it? So far, we do boogie.
Throw some friend.
So poop do boogie.
Pull it up, hop. Hold your captain's way. So the fire in the past.
Silly, you boogie.
Boop do boogie. Boop
Bobby McFerrin, live, Aquarius Theater, Los Angeles, 1986, recorded by Blue Note Records. Walkin' by Richard Carpenter, a jazz standard, with soprano saxophonist Wayne Shorter joining him. And then all by himself, McFerrin did I Hear Music, written by Burton Lane and Frank Lesser. Bobby McFerrin. Well, I had a bass player and a guitarist, Michael Moore and Gene Bertoncini, before, and now Bob Magnuson comes in to play bass, and Lorenzo Almeida to play the guitar.
Thank you.
Bob Magnuson playing the bass, Lorindo Almeida the guitar, and Milt Holland percussion. One by Almeida called Te Amo, and one by Stan Kenton called Artistry in Rhythm. 1983 for Concord Jazz Records, Bob Magnuson. Alphabetically, playing the string bass. From Bob Magnuson now to Carmen McRae, capital M-C-R-A-E, 1990 for RCA Victor.
Trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then so tenderly. Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send him the clowns. Just when I'd start opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing, this late in my career. But where are the clowns? There've got to be clowns. Well, maybe next year, maybe next year.
Carmen McRae singing for you, 1990 from RCA Victor Records. Tenderly by Walter Gross, lyric by Jack Lawrence. And Send in the Clowns by Stephen Sondheim. Shirley Horn Trio behind her. Shirley Horn piano, Charlie Abel's bass, and Tyron Williams on the drums. Carmen McRae, 1990. From Carmen McRae now to Monette Moore. Little background. Fellow in New York owned a place called the Paradise Club. His name was Ed Small. He was wonderful. He liked jazz. He liked people. And he said to the band leaders who came in there, do what you do. Put on a good show for the people. and they loved him for that. The house band at Small's Paradise in 1927 was run by pianist Charlie Johnson. It was known as Charlie Johnson's Paradise Orchestra, recorded by RCA Victor and their vocalist Monette Moore.
Don't misconstrue when I say you ain't the one.
Charlie Johnson's Paradise Club Orchestra, 1927, Victor Records. Paradise Wobble, Thomas Morris wrote that, and he played trumpet solo. Charlie Irvis did trombone work, Ben Whissett the clarinet work, and the arrangements and tenor saxophone solos by Ben Waters. And You Ain't the One, written by Charlie Johnson, who played the piano in his band, and the vocalist, the alphabetical order person, Monette Moore. Victor Records, 1927, Paradise Wobble. And You Ain't the One. Plus, I want to say one of the great big band drummers right there, George Stafford. George Stafford and the two trumpet players. I mentioned Thomas Morris in the first one because he wrote it and got a chance to play. Jabbo Smith on the second. The banjo player, Bobby Johnson. Monette Moore. Here's one. I like this because it's sweet. It's a minute, just a little over a minute. It's an old piece called This Is My Story, This Is My Song. 1966 for Columbia Records. Here's Thelonious Monk. Thelonious Monk for you, and This Is My Story, This Is My Song, November 1966 for Columbia Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And now to Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller, trombonist, arranger, composer, band leader, all of that. 1939 I zeroed in on because it has much of what the orchestra and the majority of the people at the time honored by being at dances and loving the music. And for Victor label Bluebird Records. First, July 1939, the vocalist will be Kay Starr. The composition is Baby Me. Lou Handman, Harry Harris, and Archie Gottler wrote it. The arrangements by Basie arranger Eddie Durham, the trumpet player is Clyde Hurley, the tenor sax player is Tex Beneke. Thank you.
baby me, because I love it when you baby me. The beauty of it is that I love you, and you love me too. So baby, won't you baby me?
Glenn Miller, 1939, July, for Bluebird Records, with K-Star singing Baby Me. Now, April 1939, also for Bluebird, by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and both arranged by Bill Finnegan. Thank you. Glenn Miller, two of them for you, from April of 1939, both arranged by Bill Finnegan. Pavan, written by Morton Gould, a bandleader, composer, and arranger in his own right, featuring Tex Beneke on tenor and Glenn Miller on trombone. Then Runnin' Wild, written by Joe Gray, Leo Wood, and Harrington Gibbs. Tex Beneke, tenor, Dale McMickle on trumpet solo, and the fine drumming work in that band always by Maurice Pertill. Glenn Miller, April 1939. Now, back to July 1939, a vocal by Ray Eberle, and then one by Marion Hutton. Both of these from probably, at a time in your life, your favorite movie.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow skies are blue. Birds fly over the rainbow, why then oh why can't I? Thank you.
John Miller, 1939, in July of that year, and two from the movie Wizard of Oz, Over the Rainbow and Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Harold Arlen wrote the music, Yip Harburg wrote the lyric, and did everything that's in that movie. On Over the Rainbow, the vocalist was Ray Eberle, and Marion Hutton sang Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Glenn Miller, 1939. To end the Glenn Miller section, at least this one, August 1939, this, as far as I've been able to find out, was the biggest seller for Glenn Miller's orchestra. It's In the Mood, written by Joe Garland. And the standard arrangement has the two tenor players in the band, Tex Beneke first, followed by Al Klink second, exchanging a few measures apiece. And the trumpet player will be Clyde Hurley. Glenn Miller, August 1939, In the Mood. Glenn Miller, 1939, and In the Mood. Mm-hmm. That's Herbie Mann playing the flute for you. 1962 for Atlantic Records. Bill Evans on the piano, Chuck Israel's bass, and Paul Modian playing the drums, and a composition by Eric Satie, Jim Nopaty. 1962, Herbie Mann. Now to Jelly Roll Morton. Brilliant composer and arranger and pool player, card player, everything. And one of the chapters of him I'm going to present are the General Records that he made, General Record Company, for December 1939. Solo piano. He had sort of been forgotten in art. Things move quickly in popular music, certainly more so. And you could be on top of the heap one year and found someplace else in a year's time. Morton was great in the 20s and into the very early 30s, and then pretty much forgotten about and discovered, quote unquote, of course, and records made. Here, and unusual for him to play somebody else's pieces, is Original Rags by Scott Joplin. Jelly Roll Morton for General Records in 1939 and Scott Joplin's Original Rags. Mamie's Blues now, and featuring a vocal. Morton was also an outstanding vocalist, I think. This is also known, you might have heard it under the title, 219 Blues. Mamie's Blues, played on the piano and sung by Jelly Roll Morton. Thank you.
the first blues I no doubt heard in my life. Mamie Desdoom, this was her favorite blues. She hardly could play anything else more, but she really could play this note. Of course, to get in on it, to try to learn it, I made myself the can rusher. 219 done took my baby away. Took my babe away. Seventeen, bring her back someday. 2:00 with her feet just soaking wet. Her feet was wet. 2:00 with her feet soaking wet. Begging each and every man that she met, if you can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime. Can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime. I want to feed that hungry man of mine. Thank you.
Jelly Roll Morton at the piano and singing Mamie's Blues and his own composition, The Naked Dance. I'd like to end the Morton section with two pieces, both vocals. Michigan Water Blues, written by Clarence Williams, and Morton's Buddy Bolden's Blues.
Michigan water tastes like sherry wine, mean sherry wine. Oh, the Mississippi water tastes like turpentine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. To my soul, my gal got a black cat bone. Yes, black cat bone. She'll go away, but she sure to come back home. Michigan water tastes like sherry. Like a frog, hops like a kangaroo. If you ain't got no hopper, let your be your hopper too. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Gal in Alabama, one in Spain, another in Mississippi. I'm scared to call her name. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine.
Shout, gal, give me that money.
I'm gonna beat it out. I mean, give me that money like I explained you. I'm gonna beat it out, cause I thought I heard Frankie Doosan say.
In this art, I think. Jelly Roll Morton, 1939 for General Records. Two of them, Michigan Water Blues and Buddy Bolden's Blues, his singing and his piano. That was Richard Blue Mitchell playing the trumpet, leading his band for Riverside Records in 1958. A composition, two of them by him, one called Brother Ball for Cannonball. Cannibal Adderley, who had done a lot for Mitchell in helping him to get started and hiring him on occasion, and one by Mitchell called Sir John. Curtis Fuller, playing trombone, Johnny Griffin, tenor saxophone, Wynton Kelly, piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, Philly Joe Jones, drums, Blue Mitchell. Thank you. Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band, 1960 for Verve Records. That was a blues for all you blues fans. It's called Blueport, written by Art Farmer, arranged by Al Cohn. Mulligan's baritone saxophone, some wonderful bass work by Bill Crow, the drumming of Mel Lewis, trombone of Willie Dennis, tenor sax of Jim Ryder, and Mulligan and Clark Terry, baritone and trumpet, chasing each other. Quite something. Blueport. We'll get back to that band.
Thank you.
Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band, 1960 in New York City for Verve Records. And we heard Body and Soul, written by Johnny Green, arranged by Bob Brookmeyer, played by him on the valve trombone and Mulligan's baritone saxophone. And then Al Cohn composition and arrangement, Lady Chatterley's Mother, featuring Bob Brookmeyer, valve trombone, Clark Terry, trumpet, Jerry Mulligan, baritone saxophone, and throughout the magnificent work on bass by Bill Crow and on drums by Mel Lewis.
Thank you.